Hello, we are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. Welcome to episode 5. My name is Caitlin in California.
And I'm Sam in Spokane.
And Noah Deal.
Again. Noah Deal again.
We tried so hard to get all of us.
We tried. And we failed. But we tried.
We tried.
It's okay.
It's okay. Noah Deal, if you're listening to this, you know how we feel about you. Hatred.
Oh, so much hate. It's so sad.
No.
So sad.
All right. So should we talk about kind of the changes we're going to go through with our podcast soon?
Sure. Would you like to start it off, darling?
Yes, sure. So we kind of decided together to kind of reformulate some things, change things up a bit with the podcast just to make it... The episodes were kind of long and rambly, so we decided to mostly stick to, like, nerdy fangirl news instead of, like, current events, unless it somehow relates to a nerdy news, and continue with our, like, weekly topics.
That would mainly be nerdy-themed.
Nerdy-themed.
But if you listen to the last podcast, we talked about, you know, our history and what we listen to, and if you listen, there's... definitely a dive amount of things that we're interested in. So, obviously, I'd probably have more knowledge about video games than Caitlin and Odile. So, if in the event we go that route, I would probably be the one that would be leading those topics and trying to get everyone involved. Or Odile will be doing the Harry Potter sections and trying to get everyone involved. Caitlin will be doing musical theater, like things along those lines. So not only is it a way for us to discuss our geeky passions, but it's also a way to try to pull others into what we are currently interested in. And hopefully in the future, we might have some more guests who would come on, know more about certain topics than the others. So it's not just one edited across the board. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm looking forward to these changes. We'll see what happens.
Me too. I think it's gonna be good. And I think our episodes are gonna be a lot less just mindless rambling.
Just rambling.
So, all right. Should we talk about our nerdy news?
Yes. Remember last week I said I'd do it a certain way. So it's fangirl news.
I'm going to isolate that vocal track.
No, I'm just going to just loop it forever. Forever loop. So we actually have quite a big nerdy news list. We are now cutting out the news corner, because this is the only news corner. Only news corner we will ever need. I will say, my English has been atrocious this past week. Like, just horrible off the bat, so I'm apologizing in advance for any words I mispronounce or say, and then I just stumble through it and pretend like I didn't notice it happened, because my brain's like, you don't need to remember that, it's okay. Alright, so top of the list.
Top of the list! The new companion has been cast, you guys! I texted these guys when I found out about this, because it looked like... on, like, Saturday that they would actually, like, the announcement, because I went on Facebook and I saw all these articles from different, like, Doctor Who sites saying, like, oh, the new companion has been announced, we might even get an announcement today on who it is, and we did not get an announcement yet, but Capaldi has said, and I quote, that a new companion will be coming along at any minute. So, Jenna Coleman was announced as the companion, like, 3 years ago today? 4 years ago today? Or not today, but this week. So this is about the time of year where those announcements come in. So I would expect a companion announcement probably in the next few weeks.
And cool.
Yeah, they're supposed to be filming in May, so that would make sense that probably like April we'd get a companion announcement. So they've been cast, and... it's cool to think that we have a companion and somebody knows that they're the companion and is being very quiet about it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't
sign those releases, man. The amount of money that you have to pay. And the
Do you imagine how hard that would be to, like, know you're the next companion and not be able to tell anyone.
No, I just imagine, like, being told you're cast as anything and you're excited about it, and they're like, hey, you can't say that until this day. I'd be sitting there with my hands, like, stuffed into my mouth, like, because I couldn't talk about it, and it'd make me so upset.
I don't think I could handle it either.
And along the lines of Doctor Who news, Doctor Who will now be exclusively streaming on Amazon Prime, starting March 27th, seasons 1 through 8, including all the Christmas specials.
Yay! So,
I know it is no longer on the Netflix, but we still have the Prime of Amazon, so.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, and then I've heard that season 9 won't be on Amazon until, like, the fall, though, so that kind of sucks.
Oh, well, they always do that.
Yeah.
They always, like, put them out as late as they can, and it makes people upset, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but whatever, at least it's streaming somewhere, so.
Somewhere.
Whoop.
Whoop, whoop. See what else is on this list. Okay,
Tomb Raider. So.
Tomb Raider. When people hear Tomb Raider, they either think Angelina Jolie or the new video games, and they are thinking about redoing the Tomb Raider movie franchise, but more along the lines. So the game is amazing. It is so cool. It's less about, like, oh, look at her, like, triangle boobs, but more about the adventure. It's a lot more, I don't know, it's just way better. And I've played both of the new games, the Tomb Raider, the right straight one, and then, oh gosh, what was the other one called? Rise of the Tomb Raider. That's the newer one. And there are some people who are going around saying that, oh, it might be Daisy Ridley. For those who don't know who she is, it's Rey from Star Wars. And
I honestly think
she would be amazing for it. And apparently, John Boyega had said to her, like, oh, I heard that they're thinking about this. You gotta do it. Oh, dude, you'd be so perfect for it. And I think she would, too.
Does she have time for that, though? Because I know they're filming episode 8 right now.
I don't know when they said they would even consider shooting this. I mean, again, this is just it's a possibility.
Okay.
So, either way, I still think she'd be great for it.
Yeah.
I do love the Tomb Raider series, and I was disappointed in the movies and disappointed in the fact that it's just like, oh yeah, it's a woman who's doing action things, but it's like, look at those boobs. But I kind of want, cultural change for a lot of people, where it's the women action heroes, but they're not there to be looked at. I mean, they're there because they're actually trying to achieve a goal, like everybody else. And I do love Tomb Raider because it's like, oh, it makes us Indiana. It's basically just female Indiana Jones. It's just so much fun. And I'm really excited that might be a possibility. Really excited.
Yay! I think she'd be great. I hope she has the time for it, though. It's my only concern.
Yeah, well, they usually find ways to do stuff like that.
But this another might thing on the be news, a while.
Oh, sorry. Another thing on the news, escape rooms are, this is just for like an overall thing, escape rooms are becoming a lot more popular for people to do nowadays. And if you don't know what an escape room is, it's basically, some of them are just like situational based, but the whole point is you are put in a room or a situation or some kind of thing, and you have a certain time limit to try to get out. Over my spring break, which was about 2 weeks ago, my friends did an escape room, and it wasn't like they actually created the room. It was just like you were in one of those like party room, like a bowling alley, but they put a bunch of stuff in there and they try to set it up slightly like some type of situation. So the one we happened to do was we were like going on something and we needed to find our boarding tickets, but the vacation vandals had taken over and they locked everything into like 40 different suitcases. So we had to run around the room and find a bunch of clues, put a bunch of passwords together to try to unlock a whole bunch of locks. We were on our toes the whole time. Like, there's the clock that's running. You look at it, it says, cool, we got 45 minutes. You turn your head and start doing something. You turn around, we have 15 minutes. Oh, my gosh. It just time flies, and it's a lot of fun.
That sounds fun.
Some of them are a lot more situationally scary. Like, you have been kidnapped by ICE. He's trying to kill you. And they actually create these rooms to look like actual basements and fill them with like super creepy things. And apparently this one group just got in trouble, and I don't know where it is, but they created an Anne Frank escape room.
Oh, that's awful.
They are getting a lot of backlash on that. So, but apart from that horrible, horrible thing, escape rooms are coming in to be, I don't know, like it's a new fun thing to do. It's not like laser tag or going out to see a movie. It's going to go do an escape room. It's really, really fun. It gets your mind going. And it's a really cool way to just try and like hang out with your friends and just survive, which is a lot of fun.
Sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try
One last thing on the news. I thought this was kind of funny. Japan is announcing the opening of a manga museum in 2020. So there's going to be a giant museum of manga.
I can't believe Japan doesn't have this already.
I know, right? No, they have a ramen theme park.
Oh.
Thing. They also have one where, I don't know, it's a museum / theme park. I don't know what it is. But they created the inside to look like old streets. Not like super old, like Edo period, but I mean like 60s, 70s. So they look like sort of like back alleys. And all of them are like little booths, and it's just like little ramen restaurants, but each of them have serve ramen from a specific Japan. And it's so cool. They have like, it looks like the night sky. They have like these street performers out there. It looks like you're like walking through the alleyways of a Japanese town. And it's really, really cool. So if Japan can make museums and theme parks that cool, I'm really looking forward to see what they're going to do. Should be interesting.
Speaking of, did you hear there's a new, this is kind of off topic, but there's a new, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory inspired restaurant opening at Universal Studios Orlando?
I have got to go see this. No, it looks really cool. This.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, a steampunk, they don't say it's, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but it's, like, obvious that they're trying to be, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And it's, like, a steampunk chocolate restaurant themed, and they showed pictures of the sundaes, and they look awesome. I was, like, crying, and then I thought, they didn't say, they just said Universal Studios, and they didn't say if it was Hollywood or Orlando, and I looked into it a little bit more, and it is Orlando, which is kind of, like, bummer. But
yeah,
now,
definitely bummer.
Now it's, like, definitely an incentive to get my booty to Orlando in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Alright, that's the end of what I've got for news.
The new iPhone was released.
Oh, it was? Oh, clearly I'm totally off
that. iPhone SE, it's supposed to be just like the 6, but with the better processing. Or just like the 5 with better processing. I don't even know. All I know is it's a smaller design. I think it's supposed to be just like the 5, but with the 6.
That's what they're doing. They're starting to design things in reverse. Soon we're going to have the first iPhone all over again.
It kind of feels like that. Like, they're like, oh, we're doing it smaller, but oh, it looks just the same as our old model. Like, what?
That's a bit awkward talking.
I know, right?
Yes.
And also this week was Bring Your Own Cup Day at 7-Eleven for Slurpees. $1.50. I went, but I wasn't very inventive. I used one of their Slurpee cups.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. So proud.
But some of the pictures are hilarious. BuzzFeed has a really good article with all the pictures.
The one where girls showed up with, like, KFC buckets?
Yeah. Somebody brought, like, a toilet. What I thought... See, I didn't bring anything because I went straight from work. And there wasn't anything at, like, work I could have snagged to bring.
You brought, like, one of those, like, water cooler?
Yeah, that's what I thought when I got there. I realized once, after I saw the pictures of, like, what people are posting online of what they brought, I should have brought my coffee pot.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Right? Yeah. I realized that, like, afterwards. I was like, oh, man, my coffee pot would have been, like, the perfect size. Because it had that, like, they had this tent, they had, like, a poster board with, like, a 10-foot hole. A 10-inch hole, not a 10-foot. Oh, my goodness. That'd be huge. Insane. It was a 10-inch and a 10-inch hole. 10-inch by radius? Diameter? Diameter.
Diameter.
Diameter hole.
Diameter's all the way across radius.
Yeah. It was a 10-inch in diameter hole that your, like, the vessel had to, like, fit through, but some people broke this. But a coffee pot's, like, the perfect size, so tips for all of you next year. Bring a coffee pot or, like, a Brita. Perfect.
Yeah. Totally works.
It would work perfectly. Yeah. Or a flower pot, or a, it has to.
There's always a
hole. Bucket.
A bucket works.
I didn't have a bucket, but
you should just bring like a shot glass.
Just somebody did that. I saw one online. Just like, somebody brought like a thimble and just like.
I'm not imagining what I thought. I was.
So those are some tips for y'all for next year.
All right, so let's see. That's the end of our news.
Yeah, I believe so.
And we're just going to continue with the topic that we said we were going to do last week, which was vacation stories. But, yeah. Not very nerdy.
But it's kind of a get-to-know-us sort of.
Sort of, yes. This is still the success. After episode 5, it's like, you know us now, by now. Just with it. All right, so, overall, traveling is definitely a thing I've been doing for quite a while. I believe when I was, not even a year old, I'd been to Japan. I've been places.
To quote that song,
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. Was that like a hotel commercial?
I don't know. Probably.
I don't know. All right, so let's just go back and forth and talk about some stuff that's happened.
Sure. Most of my stories have to do with getting lost.
I've noticed. It's just back-to-back getting lost in places.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, as a kid, I was kind of an adventurous child that liked to run off. I would see something shiny, and I'd be like, oh, that's pretty. Or I would just like, I don't know, I just wanted to do my own thing. I was kind of an independent, adventurous child. But I always, would make sure I knew where my mom was, because I was always afraid of, losing my mom. But one of my stories where I got lost was when I was in Mexico, when I was, I must have been, 11. I think this was, I've been to Mexico a few times, but this is, the first time I went, because my family went on a cruise to Mexico, and we were in Ensenada, I believe, and I walked into this shop, because I thought I saw my mom walk into it. But my mom didn't walk into it, and I was just following some strange lady around. And then it took me, 2 minutes, and then I realized, oh, wait. My mom is definitely not in this gift shop area place. I should go find her. So I walk out, and my mom's on the sidewalk, where were you? And I'm like, oh, I am nowhere. She was like, don't do that. And I was like, so self-conscious and embarrassed to say, oh, I thought I saw you walk into the store. But I was like, I just saw something pretty.
I think when my family went to Hawaii, we went out to this restaurant. And my family is in the food business. I'm not going to say which one. But we're sitting at the restaurant and we're sitting there and, we're ordering stuff. And my dad just sits there and starts sniffing the air. I'm like, what? And he goes, I smell our product. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, you're crazy. You've been spending way too much time in the warehouse. No. And then he goes, no, Sam, I smell it. I'm like, okay. So I happen to order something that has the product that he was smelling in it. And he just sticks his finger in my food. And he puts his finger in his mouth and he goes, no. Stands up and just walks into the kitchen. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you, Dad? So he smelled it in the air. We were there for an hour and a half sitting around because my dad wanted to talk to the chef. We're like, Dad, we were going to go do this. No, I have to talk to the chef. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. So that happened to us.
That's really
funny.
You have
to be careful wherever he goes. It's like, oh no, he says he smells it. Run, run, run. We're going to be here forever.
I've never heard that story before.
Yeah, it happened.
That's funny.
Oh, geez. I don't know when that happened. I think it happened in 8th grade or something. 8th, 7th, 3rd grade. It was weird.
Funny.
Yeah.
Another one of my stories happened on another cruise ship. I don't think it was the same vacation. No, it probably was. My sister and I love swimming. We love pools because we don't have a pool. So every time there's a pool, we're like, ah! Especially when we were kids. We used to try to sneak into hotel pools. But, so we were on this cruise, and it had, two different swimming pools, or maybe, I think it had, three pools, and we were like, what? So we go to the pool, and we're getting ready, and we're about to leave, and I'm, in my swimsuit, I'm 11, in my little swimsuit, my sister's in her swimsuit, we have, towels wrapped around our waist, and then my dad closes the door, but I had my hand up against the door hinge,
oh, no.
And my thumb got the door. It was like, it wasn't like where you close, like on the, in the door hinge, where the door closes, not even like where near the handle.
Me. It's the worst.
It was so painful. So my thumb on my, this hand, on my left hand, I had it there. The door was closed. My dad closed the door, and these are big metal cruise doors. And my thumb gets caught in the door and gets smashed, essentially. And I'm, like, screaming. And it took me, like, 2 seconds to realize, oh, my hand is in the door. And then my dad opens it, and I'm, like, like, screaming, crying, just, like, in hysterics in a swimsuit in the middle of a hallway. So I, like, run into the room and, like, throw on some clothes, and then we have to go down to the basement of the cruise ship where the hospital, not, like, it's not a hospital, but I guess it's, like, a nurse station for if you get hurt when you're there. And we had to go there, and they were, like, it looks like you didn't break anything, your thumb looks fine, just, like, put some Neosporin on it, and they just disinfected it, because it was, like, there was, like, a cut on it. And put a Band-Aid on it, and they told me to, like, ice it, because it was, like, bruised. Because it was probably going to bruise, and it just, like, hurt. And I was really nervous about, like, losing my fingernail. And my dad was like, you're probably going to lose your fingernail. And I was like, I don't want to lose my fingernail. And so then I had to ice it, and I just, like, kept a bandage on it, and it was fine. But, like, a week later, my thumbnail did end up falling off. And it was really gross.
That happened to me too. Yeah. I had it slammed the door. It was my index finger. I still have the scar on the inside of my hand from it.
Like, yeah. My nails kind of has a weird, like, shape to it. After that happened.
Yeah. Oh, good lord. Jeez.
Yeah.
See what happened with me. Summer before freshman year of college started, my grandparents, wondrously took me on a cruise trip with them to Greece, Turkey, and Italy. So when we were in Turkey, we went to Istanbul, and it was just my grandpa and I. It was just the two of us, and we were at this carpet store, because I guess part of the tour was at this carpet store. And I don't really like tours. Like, that's why I find tours on vacation, like bus tours, to be the worst. But that's all it was on this cruise, because it was mainly like old people. I was like, fine, so I'll go. But this carpet place was amazing. They gave me tea. I'm like, you give me tea, you're my best friend. So we're cool. So we end up going in. I end up buying a carpet, although I totally haggled the price down. It was amazing. I was like, oh, this carpet's $200-something. And I'm like, oh, it's really, really pretty, but I can't afford it. And he goes, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm a college student. I can't afford any of that. And he goes, it's okay. $125. I'm like, what? Okay, yeah, fine, I'll take it. I was like, yeah, I think I'll take it, because brought money with me on the trip. And so after I bought the carpet, they're doing the final processing for it, and my grandpa's with me, and he goes, Sammy, I'll be back, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. And he leaves. Now, mind you, my grandfather is a short, adorable Japanese man, so he, you know, hobbles off to the bathroom, and I'm there alone. And suddenly these three Turkish guys come up to me, and one just like caresses the side of my face with the back of his hand and goes, heading. And I was like, excuse me? And he goes, you are herring. And I'm like, I don't get what you're trying to tell me. And he goes, here, herrings are beautiful fish. And when a woman a herring, it means that they are beautiful. You are a herring. And I just start giggling uncontrollably. I'm like, no. And the other guys are going, ooh, heading. They're like petting my hair. They're not old. Like, these guys were like in their early 20s. So they weren't that much older than me. But they were much taller. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And this guy, like, one of them, like, comes really, really close and says, what kind of fish do you think you are? I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I just looked at him, like, didn't know what to say. I said, I'm probably a halibut. And he goes, what is halibut? I said, well, they're flat, their eyes are on the same side of their head, and they bury themselves in the sand. And he goes, no, you heading. And then goes in to, like, pet me again. Suddenly from behind me, I hear, not touch! And my grandpa comes barreling out of the bathroom and just starts knocking these guys out of the way. I couldn't stop laughing. So one of them comes over and goes, I have your car. And to grandpa grabs it from me and goes, not touch! And just drives me out the door.
Oh my god!
True story. Totally true. Oh god, I'm never gonna forget that.
Oh my gosh, that was a beautiful story.
I love that carpet. The carpet's in my living room right now.
Oh my goodness.
Because I got it and it was small. Like, it's not huge. It looks, I mean, it looks like a prayer rug, but it's not. But I remember I was sitting on it, and I have a pair of Perrin pants. And back at the on the ship, I was sitting on it on the carpet. I was like, hey, check it out. I can show you the world. And I was holding an apple. My grandparents didn't get the reference. They go, what's wrong with you? I'm like, that carpet will always bring me fond memories of me being a herring.
I haggled the price of my pink sombrero down on a different Mexico trip.
I don't know, when I was, I worked in Ecuador for 2 weeks. So I was working with the blind, deaf, and mentally challenged children over there. So I know sign language. So I was over there, and we ended up going to this, like, huge marketplace where it was just nothing but haggling. I don't really speak Spanish. I remember I was looking at something pretty, and this guy looks at me, and he points at it. He goes, five. It's five. I look at him, like, there's no way this is five. He goes, oh, fine, two. I'm like, okay, sweet. Hey, these guys were dropping prices.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Crazy. I bought so much stuff. So much stuff.
Yeah, this pink sombrero was $30, and then I negotiated it down to
$15. Oh my god.
It's a beautiful sombrero. I have it hanging in my room. It's one of my most prized possessions.
Of course it is.
It's beautiful. Very proud of it.
I don't know, most of the vacations I have are really, like, either extremely uneventful.
Yeah.
Or, like, just the weirdest thing happened that no one believes me that it actually occurred. One time we were in Mexico, and it was recently, but my brother is 2 years younger than I am, but he looks like he's 2 years older than I am.
He
like,
really he just, does, yeah.
He really does. He's almost, like, a foot taller than I am. He has a really deep voice. Whenever I would go take him to buy video games, because he couldn't afford them. Like, he couldn't afford them. He could afford them. He just couldn't buy them because they were rated M. I put the game on the counter, and they'd look at my brother and go, oh, if she wants to buy this game, like, you need to prove to me that you're old enough. I'm like, I'm here to buy it for him, ding dong. Here's my ID. Like, it was just never goes well. But Harry was there, and he had ordered. He goes, oh, can I have an iced tea, please? And they brought him a margarita. And he's just like, I just drank it. And then ever since then, he's like, well, if they think I'm old enough, he just ordered alcohol everywhere because he could. They never asked him how old he was. So guess what? I think the drinking age there was, what?
18? In Europe?
No, this is Mexico.
Oh, in Mexico. Oh, yeah, I think it is 18.
He's 18. He's 16. He was 16 at the time. And we were in Cabo, I think. It was so funny, just like the look on his face after he's like, iced tea, margarita. He's like, what? Like, it was awesome. But just also ridiculously weird. And I'm sitting there going, it's not fair. I'm old enough. I should be able to do it and not him. So now that I'm 21, he can't buy anything. Sucks to suck.
Do I have any other, like, really crazy stories? There's another story where I got lost in the Capitol building in D.C. Did I share the story on the podcast before? I don't think I did. Okay, so this is a classic story. Classic Caitlin story. I was in D.C. for a conference, a leadership conference, and we had to arrange... Oh my gosh, I'm sorry if people can hear a lawnmower, but... Okay, so, anyway, so I was in D.C. for a leadership conference, and we had to make appointments with our local congresspeople to meet in D.C., and my group had also made an appointment to meet one of the senators for California, Barbara Boxer. But the Barbara Boxer appointment was, like, right before my appointment to meet with my congressperson. So the Barbara Boxer meeting was in the Capitol building. It was just, like, a meet and greet. So we were in the Capitol building, the legit Capitol building. And then me and my friend Peter were both meeting. We both had the same congressperson. So we realized that Barbara Boxer was running late, naturally. She's Barbara Boxer. And she was running late. So Peter and I we had like 10 minutes to get to the other side of Capitol Hill to get to our congressperson's office. So we had to book it. We're like, oh my goodness, Barbara Boxer's taking forever. Sorry, Barbara, but we gotta go meet our congressperson. So we're, like, running through the Capitol building, taking, I'm like, mind you, I'm like, I love art and I love history, and I'm just like looking at all these paintings and all the walls and the murals, and I'm just like, it's so pretty. So I'm all distracted while I'm running. We're like running down through the Capitol building, and then I'm like trying to take pictures as I'm running. Peter's like dragging me, and then we ask someone, we're like, okay, where's the quickest way out of here? And they're like, oh, there's an exit right there. So this exit brought us underneath the steps of the back of the Capitol, and we were both like, are we even allowed to be here? Like, it was definitely not a public exit.
How long ago was this?
This was 2011.
They can't charge you for it.
Yeah, no. But, like, it didn't trip any alarms or anything, but I think it was fine.
I think it was fine,
but we were, like, it was just so funny because we just went out an exit and we didn't realize, we didn't even know where we were in the building, and it was right underneath right behind, like, the steps of the Capitol. And we walked out and we're like, oh, snap. Like, that was not just any exit. That was the exit behind the steps of the Capitol, and we're like, okay, gotta go, gotta run, running through the fields, trying to, like, interpret this map we had. We got to her office on time, but it was, like, we were, like, exhausted by the time we get to her office, and we sit down, and in comes our congressperson, and we're both, like, just, like, trying to catch our breath, and she's, like, are you okay? But that's my...
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
It was an experience. Also, during that trip, we were waiting in line for the National Archive, and we had to, like, we had time, so we were just, like, running through the we were running through, like, the art museums, just, like, taking pictures of Picasso. I was running through it. We had, like, 10 minutes. I think I've shared that story. Yeah, that was that DC trip.
Jeez.
The
last time I was in Washington, D.C. was for the inauguration.
Oh, was, fun.
Yeah, and I'm never doing that again.
Oh, was it crazy?
Oh, my God, it was bad. It was so bad. I mean, the trip overall was really ridiculous because the whole group was split into class was there, but I went to an all-girls school. So we were there with this group from Georgia, I believe, and we were all on this bus because there was like 40 groups. It was just nuts. And we were driving by the Mint. Is it in that? Or somewhere? It was somewhere that involved money. I can't remember. So we're over there. We drive past it, and the woman, our guide leader, whatever, stood up and said, this is the Mint or Treasury. Can't remember which one it is. And she had said, every February 30th, they give out free money. And everyone in the bus starts freaking out. And I'm laughing like an idiot because my birthday is February 27. So I get how the end of February works. Clearly they didn't get it. I'm laughing. And they're like, what's so funny? They're giving out free money. I'm like, there is no February 30th, dummy. There it doesn't exist. It's not real. They're like, oh, come on. It's not fair. I'm like, well, I thought it was funny. It's a funny joke. No one else clearly got it.
My favorite is when you go to D.C. and the tour guides tell you that, like, the line on the Washington Monument, you know how there's, like, kind of a line on it? Because, mm-hmm. like, they had to build the second half out of a different material. My favorite story is that when tour guides tell people that at night the Washington Monument, like, folds in and, like, goes underground.
I've never heard that one.
That's awesome. Yeah, that rumor was going around when I went to D.C. It was funny. Just messing with people.
When we went to the Air and Space Museum, I remember the last time I was there, we got dog tags. How was that one? We got dog tags because there was this thing where you can happen to get them. So I remember on the bus, I was like, hey, there's a place we can get dog tags. There's one group behind us that was like, just a group of people. Wait, did you say dog tags? The second we get there, the line for dog tags, like around the stairs and like back again. It's like, well, should have told them that. Now I gotta wait to get mine. Damn it. Like, I was at the very end of the line because I just waited for everyone else to go. They're like, the bus is leaving. I'm like, but mine aren't done yet. I'm so paranoid about it. But that takes fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone?
What's up?
Cool.
Yeah.
Do I have any more? I'm sure I have more travel stories. Ugh. I just, like, can't remember them all right now. Let me think.
One time, our school did a choir trip, and our choir was relatively small compared to the group that was there, because it was just a bunch of girls, like I said. But the schools that went, it was like they literally brought the concert choir, the men's choir, women's choir, band, the like, it was a huge thing, but we just happened to be there only for our choir, and we were super small. And for some reason, they held the final, like, closing ceremony thing at SeaWorld down in San Diego.
Oh.
And we were there all night, right? So we're leaving, and we get everyone on the bus, and we're like, all right, time to go. We start driving off, and we're sitting there, and our teacher turns around, she goes, where's Sarah? We left her at the park. And all of us are going, no way! And we had to drive back. She was in tears, sobbing, so upset. Like, and we're sitting there on the bus thinking, we're the smallest group. How did we miss a person?
Oh, no.
Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad.
Oh, no.
She was traumatized. We're, like, half trying to hold back laughter because we thought it was so funny. It wasn't funny.
Oh my gosh.
It was funny.
That's awful.
That's the way the cookie crumbled on that one, so.
Alright, I think that's all of our travel stories that we can currently think of.
Currently remember.
Yeah, we can do a part two of this sometime in the future.
Part two, 4 years later.
Yeah. Once we get more stories, and we also didn't have O'Deal.
O'Deal.
Yeah.
Good ones.
And we also want to try to make these episodes a little bit shorter, so we're aiming for more like 45-minute episodes, I think.
Rather than an hour.
Rather, yeah.
One of them. Oh, that was insane.
Last week was very long.
Very long.
It was fun, though.
All right, so not only are we changing up the show, we are on social media now, so you can come out and find us. And when I mean social media, I only mean Twitter,
yeah.
Because that's the only account that I've currently made. So if you want to come and find us, we are at Morons Podcast.
Nice.
On Twitter. Tweet at us. Do whatever you like. Well, not whatever you like. That's a bad thing to say. If you have certain topics you want to talk about, tweet us. If you want to tell us about some geeky news that we should talk about or look into, tweet us.
Yeah.
Twitter.
I'm so excited we're on Twitter now. Podcast.
And I've already started posting some stuff, so come and find us. Like I said, come find us. If you come and join us, I'll send you a tweet. I'll say hi.
Yeah.
I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, Twitter.
And hopefully we'll have a Facebook page.
And I'm going to work on a Tumblr.
You're going to do a Tumblr.
Yeah, I love Tumblr.
I might come up with a small Pinterest page just because.
There we are. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Of trust.
Sure.
The pin of trust is great.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're working on that. Should be fun.
Yay! We're branding ourselves.
Oh my gosh, we're being adults.
What
is this? Let's do a super quick. Do we have any recommendations or upvotes for the week?
Oh,
upvotes. We'll call them upvotes.
Upvotes. What is this, Reddit?
Yes. Hey, Reddit is part of the internet too, O'Deal. Oh, you're not O'Deal. I've had a really long day.
It's okay.
It's been so long.
What I've been listening to a lot recently is I've actually been listening to the doc. Oh my gosh, this is gonna be horrible to edit. My dad is mowing the lawn.
Okay, wait, stop. Let's just redo that last part. Want to just try it again?
Okay.
Just try it again. So where do you want to start at? Here, I'll just restart it. I'll do it. We also have our favorite things of the week. So do you have any favorite things of the week?
I do. So I just had recently had finals because I'm on the quarter system. And I found that the best type of music for me to listen to while I'm studying is kind of orchestral basic music without any words to them. Because then you're not focusing on the words.
Instrumental.
Not orchestral. Well, I guess orchestral.
It's also too. Orchestral music.
Yeah, it's instrumental. I've been listening to the Doctor Who soundtracks. Murray Gold soundtracks of the Moffat era. My favorite is probably the one for Series 5. It's really good. and I listened to all of them as I was studying, and they're really fun to listen to because they're very, like, pump-up music, because the music is very, like, yeah, 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 go, 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 go! It's very, like, action-packed, and it makes you want to, like, study really hard. So I recommend the Doctor Who instrumental soundtracks. They're all on Spotify. At least all of the Moffat era is on Spotify. So I recommend listening to those. They're really good. Also, I just saw the new Disney movie, Zootopia, a couple days ago, and it was really good. It was really cute. I highly recommend it. It has some adult... It's an interesting movie because it has some underlying themes. The social commentary is very poignant in it, and it has some themes of racism and sexism that adults will understand. And it's also funny and cute and has the talking animals that kids will love, and it's a great movie for kids and adults, and I really enjoyed it. I think it was one of Disney's... I thought it was right up there with Big Hero 6 and all those other Disney movies that have come out that have been really good. I was really impressed. I liked it better than I thought I was going to. And what's the other thing we usually recommend? Movie, TV show? Oh, and like some sort of game.
If you don't have a game, you don't have one, that's cool.
Do I have a game? I haven't really been playing. One of my favorite... Did I talk about this? I might have talked about this in episode 0. My favorite computer multiplayer game is MyVMK, which is a Disney multiplayer game. I love it. I had to take a break for finals, but I just started playing it again. Y'all come find me and play with me.
Oh my gosh. So, I got a couple things. One, also, remember, Caitlin, I did recommend, if you like the instrumental stuff, you should check out the London Symphony Orchestra's Planets.
Planets.
Check that out. Okay. Really, really good.
I will
Mars
check it.
Is amazing.
Okay.
Jupiter's great.
I'll check that out.
Mars sure. And Jupiter are awesome. So one of the things as a plus, I don't know what they're called all over the place, but it's the paint your own pottery places.
Yeah.
I'm showing this to Caitlin, but I'll describe how it looks.
Didn't you recommend this last week?
No. Did I?
Oh, you
did. I don't know. I made one. I don't know. I talked about doing it, so I just got it back. It's amazing. It's a Borg cube.
Oh, it's so from, cute.
Star Trek. And
will you post it on Twitter?
I can put it on Twitter. You can also find it on my Instagram. If you want to go find my Instagram, I am Sammy Sitake. Go find me and follow me. And, you know, you can see they're just ridiculous pictures of my face, pictures of my dog and my cat.
She also took a stealth picture of my dog.
It doesn't even look like your dog. It looks like it's mounted on hair. But anyway, I took pictures of my Borg cube. I think I have one like before it was glazed. I have one that's after glazed. Caitlin can see it. It's
textured.
It's amazing.
She'll post a picture of it on our Twitter.
I'll put it on the Twitter, but because I'm find me, Sammy Sitake. I'm out there. SamiCTaki.
We'll put it on Twitter, and we'll put Twitter. Links to our media on Twitter, too.
So, yeah, that's currently something I love this mug. This mug is my life. Up there with my D20 mug. I have a D20 mug, because that's how cool I am. I don't know if I talked about... I might have talked about this episode 0 as well. I don't know. It's a game called FTL. I listened to the soundtrack. I also play the game. The game is amazing. It's on Steam. It's just on Steam. Steam is also an iPad, so you can get it for your Apple products. Really, really cool game. Like I said, soundtrack's beautiful. It's so hard. I mean, like, I haven't beaten it even on easy, but I've had to play at least 200 games of it. Really, really difficult. But it's strategy-based. It's you're controlling these little people, and it's like you're so focused on, like, the lives of these people, but sometimes you'll get intruders on board, and then you don't know what to do, and then there's aliens, and it's a lot of fun. It's called FTL, Faster Than Light. Amazing.
Cool.
My last thing is another quick game. It's on Steam. I believe they put it out on some platforms. I can't remember which ones it are. It is. It's called Darkest Dungeon. It's basically an RPG where you are controlling a little party, like an adventuring party, but it's super dark. It auto-saves, so you cannot go back and redo any of your previous plays.
Oh,
can't
snap!
And it also, like, the further you go in, your characters get stressed out. And as the more they get stressed out, they might pick up positive or negative traits. And when they die, they are dead. You cannot get them back. And I don't know, like, that game also, like, you lose people, and it hurts. You're like, oh, God, I put so much time into this guy, and he's dead. And it's really, really good, really, really, like, I've logged so many hours on that game, so good. So, yeah, Darkest Dungeon, FTL, Fashion and Light, and mugs. So many mugs.
I just broke a mug this week. Actually, my roommate broke it.
I turned it into a platter, not platter, a planter. So I poked holes on the bottom, and it's my Galaxy mug.
Yeah, I heard a crash, and my roommate went, Caitlin! And I was like, what'd you break? And she's like,
something about mugs. I don't know.
The handle of your mug! And I was like, is it my favorite mug? She was like, yeah! I think I might be able to fix it, and it's just the handle, so I could still use it.
Yeah, you can also, like, mold a new putty, too.
That's what I think I'm gonna do. Get some putty. I'm gonna figure it out. My sister's also has taken 2 years of ceramics, so maybe she can fix it for me. Yeah, and I also instructed her to make me a mug in ceramics. So she's gonna make me a mug. But it was a sad day, and I was like, I was studying for finals, and I was really stressed, and, like, hearing my mug break was just, like, not what I wanted to hear.
All right, we are going to be wrapping this up. Next week, we're going to continue our moving forward of limiting things.
Yes.
So instead of doing travel and ridiculous stuff, we're going to be talking about science fiction. We're going to do science fiction as an overall theme, but if the Doctor Who Companion is announced, then we will do our show on Doctor Who.
Yes.
Check Twitter. We'll probably officially announce whatever that is later.
Yeah, we'll keep Twitter updated.
But
for
expect
sure.
Science fiction, Doctor Who, Star Wars, all Firefly, the big crazy Star Trek. I cannot forget Star Trek. Live long and prosper. So yeah, that's.
It'll be a good one
in the future.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for listening. You go first because we go in alphabetical order.
Oh, yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe and give us a review on iTunes.
And find us on Twitter.
Yay! We can say that now.
I love you. I actually have that. That's
yeah. All right. My name is Caitlin in California.
And I'm Sam from Spokane.
Woo! And we are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. Thanks for listening to our podcast. And we'll hear you next. You'll hear us next week.
Live long and prosper.
Ooh, goodbye. Have a great week.